Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You guys are throwing a little wrench in my schedule, but I love it. I love that. I don't mind being earlier in on a Monday. But we got cleaning some garden beds with winter coming up. Go ahead and get started.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I kind of talked about bringing those plants indoors. So today I want to talk about what to do with this stuff that we have left outside. Luckily, it's going to be a beautiful week. It's getting hotter. Then it's going to cool down a little bit. So perfect time to clean up those garden beds. Really proper cleaning is the best way to reduce weeds, pests, disease, other infestations, whether that's rodents or just dirty garden beds in general. And it's also going to make your spring planting so much more enjoyable because you can knock it out now and then just focus on the happy stuff in the spring. So before you start ripping out the plants, make sure you've harvested all the fruit on the bushes. If you have any rotten or immature fruits, just toss those in your compost bin. Or if you don't have one, just get rid of them. If you notice that any of your tomatoes have blight symptoms or you have tomato tubers, just discard those in the trash. You don't want to put anything that could be possibly infected into your compost pile. If you have any stakes, labels, trellises, cages, anything you have in your garden that's a physical stand or sign, make sure you get those out of the ground and clean them up. Oftentimes we just knock off the dirt, but if you have time to actually use water and rinse them off, that's going to help make sure they don't harbor any diseases from the previous year. Besides your cages and stakes, remove everything else that won't decompose naturally, such as black plastic film or weed cloth, whatever that is. These can be great home to insect pests over the winter, so definitely get them out of your garden. Once you've harvested everything and gotten all those stakes out, hopefully you also found a few last-minute healthy fruits or pods, you can now tear out your plants. Like I said, it's a good time to knock this off your list. You don't want to do any major reconstruction during rainy days because the chances of spreading disease spores are going to increase on those rainy days. Walking all over your garden and tearing stuff up when the soil is wet is also going to negatively impact the soil structure in your garden. So just stay clear of early mornings and rainy days. But other than that, you should have some beautiful days coming up to get this job done. When pulling plants, make sure you remove the whole main root as best as you can. You may have to use some pruning clippers on some of those larger stalks, but make sure you get those roots out and any leaves that fall off during the removal. Fungal pathogens love plant debris that you leave in your garden. Sometimes we have the mindset of just letting it decompose and feed the soil, but if you had any plants that gave you trouble over the growing season, they need to be thrown away, not in compost, just tossed away. All your other healthy garden plants can be piled up for composting, or some extra leaves can be left on the ground to decompose. Just make sure you get the bad ones out. Once everything's out of the ground and you feel like you've managed pests and disease the best way you can, now is that time to grab a rake, remove the last minute debris, and then really rake in those shredded leaves or other healthy plant material to encourage good soil growth. I also recommend taking a soil test at this time. We recommend it now or early spring. It won't interrupt your plant's growth and you'll be able to get fertilizers down before starting to plant again. So if it's nice enough, come in and get that soil probe now or wait till early spring. If you're listening to this but have never grown vegetables or even have a big garden, cleaning out your landscaping and small gardens is just as important. If you have any flowers that had a leaf spot this year, I know hydrangeas had a big problem with that due to our weird rain. Just make sure you throw out those infected leaves and make sure to clean out the area underneath every bush to ensure no fungus overwinters. Sanitation is key to preventing diseases no matter how big or small your gardens are. My last piece of advice is to use this time to clean up those garden tools. We love just tossing these shovels and rakes just into our sheds or garages and never have to worry about cleaning them. But if we clean these tools, we can prevent the spread of insects, worm eggs, disease, and weed seeds. So it's definitely worth a bit of cleaning. I know that's a lot of information, but it's really important to get this job done before it gets too cold. If you have any more questions about cleaning out your garden and putting it to bed, be sure to stop by the Extension office or give me a call.
Like you said, some good weather coming up, a good chance to get in and get this done. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.